Happy Tuesday.
Yay.
We're going to peace out of here because it's 12, but you've been listening to 91.5 Medford. Yeah. Keep on keeping on, and get ready for some sick tunes.
Someday a friend may offer you a chance to visit the other side of a dream. Your ticket is a little packet of white powder called heroin. But every packet of heroin is different. You don't know what's getting into you. Some doses are so strong they kill. Heroin is so vicious that the criminals who make the big money in heroin don't use it. They know a lot of reasons why heroin is very, very dumb. Maybe that's why they call it dope.
Superman, no, it's a bird, do you understand? See now how they all have feathers, that's the way you can tell whether they are birds or they're not. Feathers are what they've got. Now there are creatures who can fly but won't be birds. I'll tell you why, like bats or bees, they don't have feathers, so they don't get to call themselves
birds. Now have you heard? They have feathers. I'm talking about my feathered friends, cause that's the word.
Doves, blue jays, and sparrows, and don't forget those flamingos, parakeets, and cockatoos. And swans and snow geese too. Eagles, falcons, you know they're flying way up in the air. But there are birds who cannot fly. It's really true. Just ask Bill Nye. Like ostriches and penguins too. They're looking good, but they can't do that flying thing. But they're still birds, cause they have feathers. In other words,
birds. Now have you heard?
Superman, no, it's a bird, you understand? See now how they all have feathers, that's the way you can tell whether they are birds or they're not. Feathers are what they've got. Now there are creatures who can fly but won't be birds. I'll tell you why, like bats or bees, they don't have feathers, so they don't get to call themselves
birds. Now have you heard? They have feathers. I'm talking about my feathered friends, cause that's the word.
Doves, blue jays, and sparrows, and don't forget those flamingos, parakeets, and cockatoos. And swans and snow geese too. Eagles, falcons, you know they're flying way up in the air. But there are birds who cannot fly. It's really true. Just ask Bill Nye. Like ostriches and penguins too. They're looking good, but they can't do that flying thing. But they're still birds, cause they have feathers. In other words,
birds. Now have you heard?
Hello, this is Chef John from foodwishes.com with...
Rap Radio Hour.
Memphis! Memphis!
Rap Radio Hour.
We're back. We're
Can you hear me? Headphones are broken. Maybe?
I can hear you. Oh, I can't hear me.
Okay, and now I can hear me.
Sweet.
Hello? Hello? Ho-ho! And we're back.
Oh, here we are, Medford!
Medford!
WMFO Medford!
It's 12:06 a.m. That was the Rap Radio Hour intro song, and the Birds rap before that.
That was from the Bill Nye.
That was pretty great. I enjoyed that a lot.
Well, Medford.
Whoa, man, it's so high energy coming in.
Yeah, it's like I'm about to fall asleep, and then I walk over here, and then I get to play that song, and then all of a sudden it's 11 a.m. I'm wide awake.
That's a stroke of genius. Welcome back, Chef Johnny. It gets me every single time.
You're listening to WMFO in Medford. This is Taking Back the Night, the show where we read the script of the 2012 movie The Dark Knight, the way it was intended to be acted.
It's much more of a free form, improvisational reading.
Last week we did the scene where the Joker does his magic trick. This week we're gonna do.
I want to do the scene where the Joker is being interrogated by the Batman.
Oh yeah, that in the movie, if you watch it closely, it has a lot of flaws.
Christopher Nolan, he's a lot of things right, but Paul Thomas Anderson's here to tell you how to fix it.
We have the script in front of us. We have, I think, the acting chops. We definitely have the music.
Yeah, yeah.
So this is how The Dark Knight was intended to be made. As a radio drama. Nah, just kidding. Medford is the Rap Radio Hour.
Medford!
We got some brand new Drake, some brand new Action Bronson,
some brand new Run the Jewels.
This is Sneakin', Drake, 21 Savage.
It's going to be the most legit rap show we've done. Amazing.
We'll be back, Medford.
Yeah. We got London on the track.
This is all guys doing, man, you can't plan it. But if the devil's in the details, then I'm satanic. About to take over your city and you can't stand it. My account say you sinking like the Titanic. David Blaine last summer, man, you had to vanish. I get the hits like somebody pitching underhanded. Got my Spanish team convinced that I know Spanish. Really, when she get to talking, I don't understand it. You ain't on it right away, you had to wait on niggas. Man, I'm only 29, had some patience with us. Plus, I never met nobody from my label, nigga. I just pop up with the music, then they pay a nigga, yeah. Shit ain't been the same like before. I still love it, but I used to love it more. FaceTime with my shorty on tour. And she texting purple hearts, cause she know that we at war, yeah. Niggas keep reaching and dissing. Can't afford mistakes, not on this end. Let me call my bros for assistance. You gon' make me call my bros for assistance. Niggas keep reaching and dissing. Put me in a fault of position. You gon' make me call my bros for assistance. Let me call my bro.
Baby, I'm a savage, I ain't romantic. When I come around, these rapper niggas start to panic. And they pockets going under like the Titanic. Got some head last night and it was outstanding. They was hating on me then and they hating now. She was playing with me then, but she waiting now. Used to sleep inside a den, I got acres now. I was fighting niggas then, but I'm spraying now. Blasting. I don't pay no mind to no sneak this. Nope. I won't spend a dime on a freak, bitch. Niggas taking cheap shots on some cheap shit. They the type to stand in line for some free shit. Baby girl gon' suck it to a jaws lock. Suck it up. She gon' make me put my bitch on car block. Fucking up. We the ones popping, we the ones shopping. 21. We the ones dropping niggas, we the ones. We the one. They the ones ducking when them heaters come. 21. You that nigga snitching on your people, huh? Shh. 21 Savage, aka the Reaper, huh? 21. Pussy niggas getting shot for all that reaching, huh?
Yeah. Niggas keep reaching and dissing. Can't afford mistakes, not on this end. Let me call my bros for assistance. 21. You gon' make me call my bros for assistance. Niggas keep reaching and dissing. Hold up. Put me in a fucked up position. 21.
Let me call my bros for assistance. Let me call my bros. I don't need love, I'm the GOAT. I just hit the beat and float. And I'm selling out arenas, but you putting on a show. I've been trying to change life around for everyone I know. Cause if I don't share the wealth, then how the fuck we supposed to grow? Mom stressed, there's a lot of things we need. Chain smoking in the house, it's hard to breathe. I used to had to hit my T's with Febreze. Jordan pull up in the TL, now I'm cheese. I'ma turn this TSX into a Benz soon. I'ma see a lot of blessings for my friends soon. 150 inch screen in my bedroom. 6'1", man, a nigga need some leg room. Shit ain't been the same like before. They don't even wanna look up at the score. FaceTime with my shorty on tour. And she texting purple hearts cause she know that we at war, yeah. Niggas keep reaching and dissing. Can't afford mistakes, not on this end. Let me call my bros for assistance. You gon' make me call my bros for assistance. Niggas keep reaching and dissing. Put me in a fucked up position. Let me call my bros for assistance. Let me call my bro.
We're back, Medford.
Medford. Allow me to serenade you with a public safety announcement.
Go for it.
There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one's even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off the ladders in the trauma center last year alone. Fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in.
Oh, that's a good one.
For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons.
Nice.
That's been your friendly neighborhood PSA. That was a good one. So that song was okay, I'd say. I'd give it 2.
We didn't really listen to it.
Yeah, a little quiet.
Yeah, well, I turned the speakers on so we could talk.
Oh, well, next time I do that. Have you been in the bathrooms here lately?
Yeah.
They're so much fun. I love them.
Well, for those of you at home.
Or for those of you here who have not yet used the bathroom.
There's a lot of writing on the wall.
A lot of fun graffiti on the walls. It's usually pretty stupid stuff, but can I say stupid in the air? Yeah.
Yeah, you can say the S word.
It's a little dumb.
We're in the middle of some Tinder DJ right now.
Oh yeah, Medford.
Messaging all of my matches to give me song suggestions.
Or maybe I should message the one who called me the boyhood guy.
How was your week? I haven't seen you since the last rap radio.
My friend from Utah came.
Really?
He was here for a few days. Yeah, from Friday till
Ian?
Today. No, Elliot. Actually, a different Elliot.
Really? His name is actually Elliot?
His name's Elliot Hatch, yeah.
Cool.
We saw the Fandergram concert.
Oh, yeah. How was that? I liked their new single.
Yeah. They have a whole new album, actually. A whole full one.
Only heard that one song.
It was good. The concert was kind of... Like they performed well, but the crowd was really stupid.
How so?
Sorry, I used that word again.
Ugh. No, that's all right.
Filler word. They're mean. They're getting upset.
They were throwing tomatoes.
Like they were all sort of dancing. It was mostly they stood in the same spot and bounced back and forth a bit. And like if you tried to go forward, all they'd get mad at you. And if you were dancing too much, they'd say they push you out of the way.
Really? They didn't want to dance?
I got like yelled at 3 times for being too tall. Like
wait, so what? Yelled at is in what? What did they say?
So you can't really hear because it's pretty loud. But like they would like grab you. Like so they would say like, "Hey, move over. I can't see."
That's terrible.
Yeah.
How old were the people that were first?
They would say they're above my age.
They're above your age.
They're all older than 21.
That's rough.
Which is the minimum age to get in the area.
Right.
Yeah. And then Elliot Hatch went up to the front, and he was pushed out of the way to the side.
Oh, my God.
Like, a lady grabbed him, like, shook him, and, like, moved him over. It was so annoying. Ugh. But he got an album afterwards, and we got it signed. That was fun.
That's cool.
We met Fandergram.
So that's what I made.
It was like a meet and greet afterwards. Yeah, definitely made up for it. I was pretty bummed up until when we met them, and then there was like it was great.
Good.
They're nice people. Well, Sarah's nice. Josh was kind of mean.
Ooh, really?
Yeah.
Did he tell you to get out of the way too?
Yeah, he's like, "Hey, get out! Stop dancing."
I'm trying. The show's over, man.
No. Shoot. we asked what they're going to be for Halloween, because you get like a little bit of time to talk to them.
Uh-huh.
And they both laughed, and they said they didn't know. And then I said I was going to be a tree. I kind of blurted it out. I was a little nervous.
Are you actually going to be a tree?
No.
What are you going to be?
I'm probably going to be an ice skater.
Just like a figure skater?
From Blades of Glory.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
The blue one, not the red one.
Okay.
Obviously. Ian's going to be the red one. So we talked for a little bit, but the guy said he was going to be a bouncer, which is like the meanest costume.
There are meaner costumes.
Name one meaner costume. It's not like illegal.
Dracula.
It's not mean. That's cool.
He sucks the blood out of your neck.
But like, you know, isn't it like an analogy for sex or something?
I'll get back to you on that.
Bouncers are just like, ugh. I'm mean, and I'm big and tough. But he's not even that big and tough. Ugh. Oh, and there's one part. Okay, so there's a song where he's like, this one's dedicated to my sister who passed away this year. And like all the crowd was still cheering when he said that. And then like half the crowd stopped cheering, and the other half didn't hear him say that, I guess, because they were still cheering right afterwards. That part was like a little sad, but mostly it's kind of funny.
That's sort of like when someone posts something really sad on Facebook and you'd like it.
Yeah, and you get like 1,000 likes. It's like, oh. Now they have the frowning feature.
Yeah, they have the emotions. They sort of fix that problem.
Yeah, I think it was a little late.
Yeah.
Too little, too late. Facebook.
I'd say too much, too late. I don't need all those emotions. Okay, we're going to play another song. This is Action Bronson. Do-rag versus Headband.
Yeah!
Featuring Big Body Bess. Have you heard this song before?
No.
Okay, I'll turn it up so you can actually listen.
Action Bronson's the one who has the food channel, right?
Yep. Food show.
Food show.
It's a good show.
We should I've seen like an episode, I think. We should only do artists who have either YouTube channels that are dedicated to food or TV shows about food.
We'll get back to you on that.
So Action Bronson and ever since I came out, I've been handed pain now. Fold the wire hanger through your nose, take your brain out. Hey now, on the stage, I'm like great balls of fire. One more year, I'll be on Lake George retired. Big steak like a cheap tire. Season up some biceps and throw them in the deep fryer. I've been high since I was this big. Yeah. I've been high since I was this big. Stupid. I'm sick like feet of squirrels in the summer in a bubble jacket. If this was 9-6, our death had the tunnel packed in. Big beard like I'm lumberjacking. Master pedal of that A50. Sound like the thunder cracking. I'm in a club with a condom on. All Under Armour on.
Jumped out.
And when I die, make sure you spread my blood on a BMW. And when I die, make sure you spread my blood on a BMW. Microphone attached to my head so I can dance my little heart out. Don't make me bring the white guitar out like the one in Wayne's World that was shining in a window. Since 13, I've been a nympho. Fuck That's Delicious on box set. Me and my man smoking on big drugs and feasting on an ox leg. Stand in a store with 20 Ahmeds, bazookas on shoulders. 100 pounds of C4 in a stroller. C4's roll up, shit's cold, I think I need a Ricola. I just dropped 1 million krona, I'm a stoner. You lack culture, I'm a psychedelic image of a black vulture trapped inside a past soldier. I just blew my motherfucking high, man. Holy shit. I've been hot since I was this big, motherfucker. And when I die, make sure you spread my blood on a BMW. And when I die, make sure you spread my blood on a BMW. Albanian style, I wanna die by machine gun.
Elliot, we were talking about an Eminem song that's going to come up next.
That's right. Coming up next is Campaign Speech by Eminem. This song is so fire.
Really? You like it a lot?
I think it's pretty good. I think I only recently got more into Eminem, and I've been listening to a lot of his older stuff. This is a little more, like, more of his old sort of thing, where it's not, like, uplifting at all. It's all very, like, mean and offensive, and entirely lyrics-based, as opposed to there being any, like, chorus or music, so to speak. It's more of a speech.
I've heard nothing but bad things about this song.
Who have you heard bad things from?
Twitter.
Oh. Yeah, so, I mean, right, it's
we're gonna,
definitely
we're
not.
We're going to listen to it, and then we're going to get some reactions afterwards.
All right.
If you want to call in and tell us your opinion.
617.
No, different phone number.
Oh, my goodness. What happened? Why did we change your phone number?
You're disqualified from.
you have a wrong sound. Can you record Donald Trump saying wrong?
Yeah, it would take a lot of work, but I could
wrong.
Do it.
855-915-9636. WMFO.
Why don't you do it one more time?
call in at 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636.
All right, we're going to...
All right,
settle down.
This is Safe Harbor Hours. This is going to be...
Out of the second floor of a record store with a treacherous four cassette and a cassette recorder in Ecuador with Edward Norton. Witness the metamorphosis of a legend growing like an expert swordsman from the Hessian War, and hence the origin of the Headless Horseman. Born with the endorphins of a pathetic orphan. Endless source and reservoir of extension cords and dresser drawers and deadbolts on the bedroom doors and sexual torture kits kept in a separate storage bin. Excellent boyfriend. Use intercourse to settle scores with women who have vendettas towards men. Dickhead is forced in to the shredded foreskin, red is torn and it only being fed a portion. Bed sores and sortions, pregnant whores can get abortions. Fetish four sticking metal forks in self-absorption. Skeletor, I went to hell and fell a floor. A predator, I'm headed for competitors. Better warn them what I lack intact in a set of morals I make up for in metaphors like a cosmetic store. Stegosaurus, Chuck Norris with a thesaurus. Yes, of course, a mess of warrants. You want some, come and get some, boys. I'm giving Daniel Penaglio a refresher course on excessive force and pressure points, and dressing George Zimmerman in a fluorescent orange dress and 4-inch heels to address the court with a bullseye on his back. His whole chest and torso are left on the doorsteps of Trayvon's dad as a present form. In my present form, I'm Desert Storm. Appetite for destruction is no suppressant for aggressive, forceful, and less remorseful in every morsel. Unpleasant, horrible, hello, gorgeous. The rebel with devil horns just fell off the yellow short bus. Met a contortionist, said when you want to get sexual. She said, however I fit in your schedule, I'm flexible. Expired tags on the Saturn got Catherine Bach in the back and Daisy Dukes with the hazards on. At a traffic stop, getting harassed, signing autograph for this asshole cop's daughter laughed cause I called her a brat on it. He spat on it and brought it back, looking half in shock. Had a heart attack and dropped dead, started falling back with it and got slapped with a Colin Kaepernick practice sock. One ball and half a dick, Apple Watch. Cracked front axle, walked in a Vast Pro Shop with David Hasselhoff, pulled Tabasco sauce out of my satchel, knocked over a fisherman's tackle box and... asked if they had a laughing stock. That was fucking stupid. You got it twisted. All cause I offered this bitch a doggy biscuit. You call me misogynistic. Bitch, get to massaging this dick. Like spas in this bitch. Slob on it with gobs of lipstick. Got a shopping list for you to run some odds and ends with. It's not a bitch on this earth I can be monogamous with. She's non-existent. Robin Thicke with a throbbing dick on some swab and slick shit. But I shout derogatives at bitches like fucking missile launchers, misfit blonde and nitwit, like I've gone ballistic with a frosting tip kit. Screamed I hate blondes and became one. I'm optimistic. Love to start shit. Shoving Clark Kent's undergarments in the glove compartment of the bucket, bumping Bubba Sparks. I'm double parking up at Target's. Trouble cause a double crosser. Shadiest motherfucker you'll ever come across. A Olympic gymnast, been known for some assaults. A couple lawsuits, enough to cause a stomach ulcer. Same damn brain scan results as Rain Man's is. Something's awful when Dustin Hoffman's dressing up in your mummy costume on stage dancing the brain damage. What's the problem? Nothing's wrong. The name brand is back to reclaim status. Run the faucet, I'ma dunk a bunch of Trump supporters underwater. Snuck up on them in Ray-Bans in a gray van with a spray tan. It's a wrap like an ace bandage. Don't give a fuck, persona. To my last DNA strand, E&J in the waistband at the VMAs with the stagehand. She wants kielbasa.
prearrange an escape plan. Three-inch blade on point like a CNC. Consider me a dangerous man, but you should be afraid of this dang candidate. You say Trump don't kiss ass like a puppet, cause he runs his campaign with his own cash for the funding, and that's what you wanted? A fucking loose cannon who's blunt with his hand on a button who doesn't have to answer to no one? Great idea. If I was president, getting office, the first order of business once I get in office. Second thing that'll make me happy's walking up to Uncle Sam, naked, laughing, dick cupped in hand, screaming, fuck safe sex, throw a latex and an AIDS test at him, tell Congress I run this land, and I want the rubber band, and make it snappy. Addiction to friction and static, addict who can't escape the habit, continue to chase the dragon, but as fate would have it, I walked up in Major Magic, dressed as the maintenance man in a laser tag vest and a racing jacket, with a gauge to blast it and sped away in the station wagon. Stacey Dashes and Casey Anthony's crazy asses in the back seat throwing Stay Free pads at me. Dead passenger in the passenger seat, unfasten the safety latches and slam on the brakes in traffic so hard I snap the relocation brackets for the monster tires, finna get a murder case and catch it like you threw it at me encased in plastic. And send Dylan Roof through the windshield of the bins until he spins like a pinwheel and begins filling like a windmiller with a thin bill while his skin's peeling and skids till he hits a cement pillar. Swing for the fence like Prince Phil and knock it into the upper peninsula. You wanna go against Zilla, the rap god? When will I quit? Never been realer, the instiller of fear. Not even a scintilla of doubt whose pen's iller than Prince and a chinchilla of Ben Stiller in a suspense thriller. Revenge killer of Ben syllable binge filler syringe till I draw first blood. Even pop shit on my pop shit, and it's popular. Couldn't be more awkward, cause your innocence I robbed you, it's my fingers that got stuck up, tortured, not give a slapstick, hockey puck, the broad hunter with the sawed off like an arm when it's lopped off of you, but I'm not gonna get the shock on the Glock, I'ma opt for the ox, cause I'm in the objects that are sharp when I shop, and it's not a shock, I'm such an obnoxious fucker, the rock cuts and the rockers, who would've thought this much of a cocksucker to go across the buttocks of Vivica Fox with a box cutter? That was for 50. Little slap on the wrist, be warned, I'm unraveling quickly. My squabbles, I'm grappling with your time traveling with me. Try and follow as I wobble, relapse into history with a flask of the whiskey. Tip it back, then I'm twisting wine bottles. Like what happened to Chris Reeve's spine column. That's the plan of attack when I'm fixing my problems. Wish my chest wasn't having to get these rhymes off them, but the fact that I have so many rappers against me mind boggles, and why I haven't come back on these faggots who diss me's more of a spectacular mystery than a fucking Agatha Christie crime novel. But my patience is wearing thin. Swear I've been contemplating rubbing shit in your face till I smear it in. Diss you in every lyric until you fear the pen and never appear again if you actually had fucking careers to end. But then I think of Molly Kierum and I steer him in that direction and forget my ideas for them. Molly, I'm gone off you. Man, light some kush. You're my first take, I'll nail you. Can't lie, I gush. If I won you over, you would be the grand prize. I'm entranced by your looks. Come and give the shady franchise a push. You can get it in a can like some Anheuser-Busch. Jeans too small, at least three pant sizes. Tush mushed against your damn sides. Your puss and thighs are squished. What kind of attire's that? I'm ready to be rode. Psychopath, bet your wheel, get it popping like a flat. Light the match to ignite the wrath. Got knives to slash and slice hermaphrodites in halves. Piper Chapman's might just have to picket me like a scab. Hard to describe, in fact, startling, violent, perhaps, are things that come to mind as soon as I start spitting rhymes like that, and you aren't really surprised at that, but as far as these lines I rap and these bars wouldn't dial it back if I star 69 the track. Why am I such a dick?
Elliot, you really like that song.
I was thoroughly entertained by it. The stupid jokes are really funny to me.
Yeah, you like the puns?
I like the wordplay, the puns.
I thought some of the puns were good, especially the last one.
Yeah, the star 69, the track.
Yeah, you can't. That's a good one. I also, there's a few lines around the 5.5 minute mark where he's rhyming a lot of things with Ben Stiller. I thought that was a particularly good part of the song. It wasn't as bad as I thought it would be, mostly because I could tell what he was saying. And oftentimes when Eminem goes on his sort of like super lyrical trip, he sort of mushes together syllables and
Where he goes supersonic. Yeah.
Yeah, not necessarily that he's rapping fast, but just that he sort of interrupts words halfway through so that he can make the syllables rhyme with the next part of the line.
He does cheat a little bit sometimes.
Yeah.
And he has really weird rhythm.
Yeah. This wasn't that bad on this song.
Yeah.
I also thought the beat was good.
Yeah. That's good. That's good.
I'm going to read you an excerpt from one of my favorite album reviews of all time.
All right.
And it's an album review of the Shady XV compilation. And I think this sort of perfectly distills why Eminem has sort of fallen off the deep end in terms of being a good rapper that makes terrible songs.
All right.
Here we go. Mather's great talent, his 180 degree ear for how everything can be made to rhyme with everything else, how chains of these rhyming lines can be erected into dizzying towers, has officially devolved into a tic. His verses denature all sense of pronunciation and meter and natural speech rhythm. You could probably read this review as a long Eminem verse.
As a long Eminem verse. Yeah, he's gotten too good at it, I think.
Yeah. This sort of describes how I feel about most Eminem songs that have come out in the past few years. These days, Eminem raps in a near constant shout, with every line escalating into a rage spittle that erases all tension or continuity or emotional impact. In his will to annihilate, he's also abandoned all claims to sense. Affable guy next door is laughable. My next whore is going to have mechanical arms that'll jack me off with a lotion dispenser with a motion sensor. No emotion, hence I guess a sick prick dies hard. I got a Magic Johnson, he babbles on Shady XV. Then goes on to say, I'll slap Linda Ronstadt with a lobster and add something about Charles Hamilton / Manson and Bronson animal snarls. There's nothing here to be impressed by.
Yeah, at a certain point, just putting names that rhyme, huh?
Yeah.
I would like him to rap about like a coherent like idea. Like in this, there was something a little bit like a, wow, if you want to elect Trump, you should elect me instead, because I'm also rich and kind of eccentric and, you know, not very politically correct.
I'm not really sure that's the vibe I got from this song.
There is a little bit of that. I think this is my fifth listen, I think.
So. You should just listen to earlier Eminem songs.
Yeah, I have been. They're much better.
What would you say is a particularly good one that you like?
I really like the Real Slim Shady.
I would go earlier than that.
Earlier, all right. I was looking at the most popular YouTube video ones because they have some funny YouTube videos. It's like Who I Am or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember the names. Wait, show me the most popular YouTube videos, and I'll tell you which ones I like.
No, that's all right. All right,
I'll go on YouTube myself and find it.
Do you want to listen to the new Run the Jewels song?
I do. Yes.
Have you heard it yet?
Yes.
What do you think of it?
I think it's pretty good. I haven't heard it through the good headphones yet. I think it'd be really good loud.
But. All right, we'll listen to it on these speakers. This is Run the Jewels. What's the song called?
I think it's Talk to Me. I'm not entirely sure, though.
Okay. Let's see if I can access it.
You can just search on YouTube, too.
Well, I want to stream it from the website so that they see how many people.
I can make
it.
The website work. Yeah, I don't like the uplifting Eminem stuff very much. I think it's a little, I don't know, dishonest.
Dishonest.
He's trying weird stuff. Never allow it.
Jumped out of this.
Excuse me.
Here we go. This is Run the Jewels. Talk to Me.
Obey no rules. I'm doing me. Smoke kush transport to the airport. Customs found a joint in my passport. Full cash and I gave him what he asked for. God damn it, it's a motherfucking miracle. Small bride made it back into America. Hit Uber and maneuvered out the area. Rhyme animal, pitbull terrier. Rap terrorist, terrorized, paired up. Brought gas in the matches to flare it up. Militant Michael, Michael, psycho. On any ally or rival. Born black, that's dead on arrival. My job is to fight for survival. In spite of these, all lives matter as white folk.
This is spiritual warfare that you have been dealing with. This is not a fight that you have been dealing with flesh and blood, but this is a fight against principalities and evildoers and unclean spirits.
RTJ3, motherfuckers.
Great man didn't die face down in the Vietnam muscle, so I cannot style on you. I didn't walk uphill both ways to the booth and back and I'll wild on you. You think baby Jesus killed Hitler just so I'd whisper? You safe inside of these clips, tap your phone and I have a file on you. Huh. But me worry not, buddy, I've lost before, so what? You don't care, I'm dumb, motherfucker, I can't be crushed. Fuckers, open the bush up and stop bullshitting the kid. My dick got a mission to star, my part with the best, never took the gig. I'm a super cap with Don Don in the dust, don't bother to touch. I got firm clutch on a grip in a box, I might go fly the tank, take a ride in the bank. Got the son of Rick Rubin, rush a full thrust, don't flash me shit to the Shark Tank judge. Talk real good cause I'm smart and stuff, we a good crew to fuck with, better love.
I told y'all,
That was good.
I'd rate that one 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was kind of, it did sound kind of weird. I don't know. That
yeah,
was,
it was mixed a little weird. The verses were kind of quiet.
Yeah.
But that might just be the speakers we have.
It was sort of strange. I'm disappointed with how it sounded in the studio.
But. Yeah. Didn't really hit that hard. But it was good.
It was good. It was good.
Sounds good.
I like some of the politics in today's rap. You know, it's fun.
I like... how angry Killer Mike always sounds.
Yeah. Have you ever seen like an interview with him? Like,
yeah.
He's so nice.
He's really nice.
He's like, it's like so the opposite of his rap persona.
I saw Killer Mike at Bonnaroo in 2013.
Oh.
And he had some choice words to say about Ronald Reagan.
Oh my. He doesn't like him.
No.
Did he have, was it the song Reagan?
Yes.
That's a good song.
Yeah.
You could play that one.
Actually, I'm going to play a different song.
Oh.
Do you know who Despot is?
I do not.
If you like LP, you'll also like Despot. Despot was sort of affiliated with the rappers out of New York, such as Das Racist, Mr. MFN Esquire.
I love Das Racist.
He also does stuff, I guess, with...
Just play the music. Ugh.
Yeah. It's good. He's kind of like LP. But he has like a little myth around him because he never released his long-awaited album.
Oh, no.
So everyone's sort of waiting for the Despot album.
What was the other guy that had that happen pretty recently who finally released that album that everyone's super excited about?
Are you talking about Frank Ocean?
Yeah, him.
You know, sometimes I really question why I allow you on the radio.
Was it good? Did he listen to it?
Yeah, I listened to it. It was really good. All
right. Can we play that?
No, we're going to listen to House of Bricks by Despot.
This little piggy got a house made of bricks. Hand over hand over hand over fist. This little piggy got a house made of bricks. Up and pump, bitch, you ain't blowing down shit. This little piggy got a house made of bricks. Hand over hand over hand over fist. This little piggy got a house made of bricks. Up and pump, bitch, you ain't blowing down shit. Running on fumes, walking on coals. Pockets on Rogaine, pulled out of control. Green means go, red means go. I'm colorblind, motherfucker, I don't know. Feet are beating the block, I'm bleeding and squeezing the juice out. These are screaming to stop. I'm pleading the scene with the too loud. Money talk, if you showing off, then that money talk too loud. Slap a gag order on the board and cut Benjamin's tongue out. Then get president's rum out. Won't be no more discussion. Go so hard in the paint, I fuck it and bust a nut in the bucket and run amok on you fuckwits and piss and cuss up in public. My come up ain't one to fuck with. Not for nothing, you nothing. Stop it, slime, y'all are snot rockets. Got a lot of products stocked in the dockers, that's hot pockets. Fresh out the car wash, still got a dirty trunk. Out for that gold plaque, like some old dirty front. This little piggy got a house made of brick. Hand over hand, over hand, over fist. This little piggy got a house made of brick. Puff and puff, bitch, you ain't blowing down shit. Blowing down shit. This little piggy got a house made of brick. Hand over hand, over hand. This little piggy got a house made of bricks. Puff and puff, bitch, you ain't blowing down shit. One fish, two fish, platinum fish, gold fish. So rich, I burn bridges to keep a stove lit. Put the queen's bubble in my pipe and smoke it. Let's break the bowl clean and blaze it to the roach clip. I played them corners like a rook on a chessboard. Couple thousand dollars worth of work in the guest drawers. Up and down the block, play ring and run up a desk door. Ain't bother asking coppers what I'm under arrest for. I let it splatter in the batter till it's magnifique. The Motorola blow up till battery acid leak. A grand feast on the block, so let the man eat. This one's on the house, I prefer it off the damn street. This little piggy got a house made of bricks. Hand over hand, over hand, over fist. This little piggy got a house made of bricks. Huff and puff, bitch, you ain't blowing down shit. Blowing down shit. This little piggy got a house made of bricks. Hand over hand, over hand, over fist. This little piggy got a house made of bricks. Huff and puff, bitch, you ain't blowing down shit. It's the oh my god, father of soul. Rock and roll, stop, drop, lock and load. Dot, 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 you know the rest. Holes in chest, lay souls to rest. Close the mess, best protect next or you'll be next. I hold weight, then distribute it post haste. Get whole birds on the arm, I'm ghost face. Making tall orders, taking no shorts. How that little guy get on such a high horse?
You want me to roll another one?
What did you think of that?
That was really good. I like that.
Yeah. You should listen to all the songs that Despot is featured on. They're all very good.
I didn't catch quite all the lyrics, but I think I will.
If you're from New York, you catch all the lyrics. If not, they go right over your head.
Yeah. I'm not from New York. Are you from New York?
No.
Oh, so you missed it too.
Yeah. I just like how it sounds.
Yeah, it does sound pretty. And the video's kind of funny.
It's a good video.
It's like the exact opposite of Eminem now that we think about it. And that you told me about it. It's like, he's not angry at all in the video. He's like so understated and like sort of just muttering the lyrics.
Oh, hold on. We got a message from Tinder.
No!
Tinder DJ!
Tinder DJ!
We should make a theme song.
Chef John.
Just the same theme song, but instead of saying rapper
welcome back
now,
to
it just
Tinder
says
DJ.
Oh, okay. So Kalia asks, is there a certain genre to it?
Yeah, are you going to tell
no. me? No. Whatever song you like the best.
What about rap?
No, I want to hear what she's into.
Do you want her to tune in?
No.
To tune in?
I don't want her to tune in because we're probably going to make fun of her.
Oh. Well, I mean, that could be fine. She doesn't know who we are. Can she find out? She could go back. My name is Ian.
A little late for that, don't you think?
There's no way. There's no way she'd go back in time.
Okay, I'm going to play another song, but we can... There's not a lot of time left.
There's not a lot of time. How about we play Space Oddity by David Bowie?
No. We're going to play the acapella.
I should match you on Tinder.
Ariana Grande's Touch It.
Okay.
And I know what you're thinking. Why would I want to listen to this? It's an amazing vocal performance. We don't have to listen to all of it.
But is it lyrically of any value?
Yeah, I like a few lines in the song.
Wrong. Doesn't rhyme.
All right.
At every syllable.
Enough out of you.
How do I make the phone ring? Why do I even care? How are you all around me when you're not really there? When you're not really there. How do I feel you on me when you're not on my skin? Why do you say you want me, then tell me you're not coming in? Oh yeah, baby, just come on in. Cause every time I'm with you, I go into a zone. And I remember all the places you wanna go. Take me over, why? Ain't nobody gonna touch it, touch it, touch it. Cause every time I see you, I don't wanna behave. I'm tired of being patient, so let's pick up the pace. How do you know I'm breathing when I'm holding my breath? Why don't we face the danger just for the night and forget? Baby, let's just forget. No, remind me while we're taking a break. It's obviously insane, cause we both know what we want. So how do we fall in love? Baby, let's fall in love. Oh, cause every time I'm with you, I go into a zone. And I remember all the places you wanna go. Take me over. Ain't nobody gonna touch it, touch it, touch it. Cause every time I see you, I don't wanna behave. I'm tired. So let's pick up the pace. Take me all the way. Ain't nobody gonna touch it, touch it, touch it. Oh, ain't nobody gonna touch it, touch it, touch it. Baby, ain't nobody gonna touch it, touch it, touch it. Like, no, baby, ain't nobody gonna touch it, touch it, touch it.
What did you think of that?
I would say it broke the mold for Rap Radio Hour, and we're here to change minds about what rap really means anymore, you know?
Yeah, I think
Ariana Grande is the new king. The king of rap. Or queen of rap, if that's preferred. I just explored the studio a little bit, you know, walked around.
What did you find?
There's a lot of nice couches over there all around.
Yeah.
A lot of doors are locked, which I find disappointing.
Well, it's probably for your own good.
No. Good things are if I have them.
That's a good thing to put on your business card.
Things are good if I have them. That's a much better way of saying it. Has Tender...
No, she didn't
Kalia,
say anything.
Or whatever her name was. Say. Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, time's ticking.
Do people like hang out in this room, in this building? Like this top floor?
I don't think so.
Why are there couches and stuff over there?
Maybe they did in the 90s. I feel like WMFO as an institution used to be a pretty solid community, but now it's just, you know, goofballs like us.
Goofballs? You mean the coolest kids in the block?
Yeah.
Are you going to that cool party on the soon-ish time, that the Space Inc. one?
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks pretty exciting.
I'll be there.
Is it a house party?
Yeah.
But they have multiple bands playing.
Not at the same time.
Yeah, but, you know, sequentially, it's still a lot of people. It's a lot of, I don't know. It's a lot of infrastructure.
Speaking of infrastructure, I heard from one of the hosts of the party that he hopes that the house breaks.
Oh, I can help with that. I'm really strong. For those at home, imagine Arnold Schwarzenegger, but like more handsome. And I don't know, American.
And that's you.
Yeah, and that's that's like my friend. I'm like, but I'm friends.
It's
with
like
him.
My friend. I'm buff by proxy.
I hang out with him sometimes when he lets me. You know, he doesn't. Not often. Usually when he's drunk and I see him at a party. He's like, oh, what's up, man? I'm like, hey. And he's like, oh, sorry, I gotta do a thing.
Do you have a song you want to play?
You interrupt my story. Not really.
Cool. Okay, we're gonna listen to a song from... Elliot just broke the
microphone. I just broke the microphone stand.
Here, just
no, I mean, I didn't do it.
Okay, so while Elliot gets the hammer and screwdriver necessary to do this job, we're going to listen to a song from the new Rob Banks.
Can we listen to Frank Ocean?
No. Honestly, at this point, you don't deserve to.
Wasn't there a thing with a ladder? I saw it on Twitter.
All right, that's enough out of you.
Happy.
Ring of Lazarus, Nick Iceland, Burkham, Ears Greenland, Fall, boy, you so into that, you so into that, I ain't into that, I ain't into that, got a pussy wet, I get into that, mouth up Percocet, I get into that,
ayy, check on hell.
Jackson dangerous, I got yes jewels in my bracelet. I'm gon' see you boys, stay patient. Vegetables, I done hate it. I throw up stones, shoot Chicago, it all. They jewelry, nickel play, they drop it down without no pay. Do 25 and beat the case in.
Hey, Noel, like a racist. With my bitch like racist. My bitch black and not racist. Take your blood and face it. I'm the shit, bitch, face it. Your girlfriend, she wanna take dick. Pocket full of all dead faces. And your boyfriend, Robbie, trying to take place.
Hey, hey. Got on go, double the phone, pick up hello. You know Richard is dead, but it's still his throne. Got white boys coming back, I'm selling Jon Snow. You so into that, you so into that, I ain't into that, I ain't into that. Got a pussy wet, I get into that. Mouth up Percocet, I get into that.
Hey.
Elliot, we were just talking about something really important. What was it?
The television series known as Westworld on HBO. Why do you keep putting the wrong headphones on, dude?
Because I keep putting them right on top of each other.
I'm getting kind of into it. I'm not sure how I feel. Some of it's kind of cliche, and it's a little slow for my taste. It looks very pretty, though.
What do you feel like could be improved?
I feel like they could have cut out the second episode entirely. There would have been no problems. I feel like there's a lot of like boring landscape shots, which is like to set the tone, but I don't know, the tone's pretty set the whole show. There's not like a lot of like, oh, now it's cheerful, or oh, now it's scary. It's always just like very dreadful the whole time, you know.
Gotcha. There's not much change in mood.
There's not much change in mood, no. And a lot of it, like, now that I've seen like Rick and Morty, right?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like all sci-fi plots should be like resolved in 20 minutes. Like, and it should be a lot funnier, and it should be a lot more like tongue-in-cheek the whole time. And this is like, they're really exploring every little slow aspect of it as like, you know, the machines and stuff. And
gotcha.
It's like, get over yourself. It feels very very proud of itself.
Well, I mean, not to fear, Rick and Morty's coming back.
Yes, yeah. I'm so excited about that. It's.
Let's watch the trailer for Westworld, because I've never seen any of it.
Okay, yeah.
You can tell me if this is an accurate or an inaccurate representation of the show. For those of you at home, listen along.
Or don't. Or, I mean, do. Also, donate to WMFO.
Yeah.
Look it up.
Yourself back online.
Do you know where you are?
I'm in a dream.
You're in my dream. I designed every part of this place. It's not a theme park, but an entire world.
You and everyone you know were built to gratify the desires of the people who pay to visit your world.
Just don't forget, they're not real. What you and I do is so complicated.
I need your help, Dolores. I think I made a mistake.
So our creatures have been misbehaving.
I think there may be something wrong with this world.
No choice you ever made was your own. You have always been a prisoner.
What if I told you I'm here to set you free?
Very old friends.
No, I wouldn't say friends, Dolores. I wouldn't say that at all.
What do you think of that?
I think it's pretty accurate. Okay. I've seen most of those shots before. Not the last one, which might be spoilery, which I'm worried about.
Uh-oh. I don't think they would spoil it in the trailer.
Probably not. Although, I have seen some pretty bad trailers in my time.
Yeah.
But, like, you know the feeling of the show where it's like, ooh, it's about the Wild West, and like, oh, but they're also robots.
Right.
There's, like, that in every scene. Where it's like, oh, I'm a normal person, but, you know, I can also be turned off and on.
What the trailer didn't make clear, and maybe you're not sure, is how did they get from, I guess, the present in which they're a robot into the past Western world.
Okay, so do you want me to explain what's going on?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so essentially it's in the future by like 50-ish years or something. It's not really clear how far in the future, but it's like sometime in the future where they've like solved most problems.
That's good.
There's still an economy because there's still rich people and poor people.
All right.
And Westworld is like this